Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Senate could act today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It's good news for families all across America. At last, we have a deal.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and top Democrat Chuck Schumer worked it out at 1 o'clock this morning.
This is not a moment of celebration, but one of necessity.
The $2 trillion bill would include $1,200 checks for most Americans, relief for big companies and hard-hit industries, loans for small businesses, money for hospitals. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised Democrats for improving the bill and is reviewing it. The White House supports the aid for an economy ailing from all the coronavirus shutdowns. Fox's John Decker's there live.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin praising the deal that was reached between leaders of both parties, calling it a very large investment in the U.S. economy and saying that he couldn't be more pleased with the end result. Schumer said the bill amounts to unemployment compensation on steroids and that every American who is laid off will get $600 a week on top of their regular unemployment check. That provision, he said, will enable companies to stay afloat and immediately bring back those employees when things are safe. The Senate will meet at noon today, but no time is set for a vote. Dave?
I'm John. There's a famous new coronavirus patient. Prince Charles, the heir to the British throne, said to have mild symptoms. Now, across the U.S., there are 55,000 cases, up 20% from this time yesterday. One of those patients is the CEO of Holy Name Medical Center in hard-hit Teaneck, New Jersey, and Michael Marin infected his wife as well.
Knowing that I infected her and my son is a burden I'll have to bear for the rest of my life.
Now, Marin just told Fox they're improving, and the worst is behind them. As for his hospital,
every day we're scrambling, scraping, trying to find sources of N95 masks, isolation gowns, goggles to protect our staff.
And New York's governor says they still need 30,000 more ventilators. America's listening to Fox News.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
No city in the U.S. has had a harder time with the coronavirus than New York, which is why a lot of people have left, prompting White House Task Force Dr. Deborah Birx to say,
to everyone who has left New York over the last few days, because of the rate of the number of cases, you may have been exposed before you left New York.
And she says no matter where they went, they should self-quarantine where they are now for 2 weeks. Now, President Trump has been getting pushback for what he told a Fox News town hall forum.
I would love to have the country opened up and they're just raring to go by Easter.
He did clarify last night it would be based on health and safety, maybe only possible in some areas. California's governor says that's not realistic in his state. New Jersey's governor says he's not going to be lifting his stay-at-home restrictions anytime soon. And the governor there is also upset about a New Jersey man faking having the virus.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy was not happy about this incident, even called this unidentified man a knucklehead. Here's what happened.
A defendant who got into a dispute with an employee of Wegmans coughed on the woman and told her after doing so that he had coronavirus.
The governor talking about the case during a press briefing Tuesday. When the cops showed up, the man refused to give his name or driver's license for at least 40 minutes. This man is now facing charges of making a terroristic threat, harassment, and obstruction of justice. Governor Murphy thanking law enforcement and adding,
we will not take any noncompliant behavior.
John Saucier, Fox News.
Turning to Wall Street, the day after a record gain for the Dow, more than 2,100 points, the biggest percentage increase 11 since 1933. We've seen futures go up and down, back and forth currently. Dow futures up 100 points ahead of the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 19-year-old Urbana Walmart employee is accused of stealing thousands of dollars worth of gift cards from the store. Joseph Sloan is accused of stealing money from the Walmart store at 100 South High Cross Road U between March 17th and 22nd. He was charged with theft over $10,000. If you're job hunting, we're learning that a lot of retailers are hiring right now. Dollar General announced plans to hire up to 50,000 employees by the end of April. CVS also hopes to immediately fill 50,000 full-time, part-time, and temporary jobs in the U.S., ranging from store associates to home delivery drivers, distribution center employees, and member customer service professionals. Walgreens wants to hire 9,500 existing full-time and part-time jobs, plus temporary roles across the U.S., including customer service associates, pharmacy techs, and shift leads. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather forecast. Diane Ducey.
Well, Stevie, we've got some fog in another hour of this dense fog advisory. If you're in the open areas, it can be less than a quarter mile of visibility. Make sure your headlights are on. Today's high 55, 45 our low this tonight, and we are expecting some sunshine this afternoon. We've got a high 60 tomorrow, down to around 45. 60% chance of showers late. Showers in the forecast all day on Friday, high 61, up to 68 with showers in the forecast Saturday. Right now, the temperature's at 38 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, we are in the business of trying to help, doing some work, kind of being the conduit where we can.
Detailing.
This is Derek Winfield, live on the radio. I can't post you up, but I think I can outshoot you.
Wait, we can plan that one day, whenever you're ready.
But not right now. We need the social distancing.
I tell you one thing I wouldn't do with Derek Winfield, above and beyond detailing, I wouldn't trash talk you, dude. I'm sorry. You're too intimidating. Just too darned intimidating. Anyways, good man.
I still have a little bit. I still have some skills left.
Yeah, I know that. Derek Winfield, he's one of the hardest working small business owners I know. He is out there busting it every day. Can you still wash cars, or are you shut down?
I can still wash cars.
Okay, so he's on Main Street, but what you also do, because criminy, you sell T-shirts, last I saw, purses. This man is working. He's trying to make a living. He's doing a great job. Now, you also are an amazing guy when it comes to the grill, and you're actually cooking today, and you're open for business from like 12:30 to 3. Is this correct, Derek?
Yes, sir.
Okay, polo sausages, rib tips, chicken quarters, potato salad and baked beans, people can come and essentially carry out right there, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How do you describe those rib tips? They're stupid good.
They are delicious. They're very tender. And tried to try out my baked beans also.
Oh, the baked beans. I forgot about those, man. Oh, yeah. No, they're fabulous. And listen, it's a tough time for all of us. I mean, it really, really is. We're trying to hang in there together. So if people want to drive Main Street before you get to Cunningham Avenue as you're driving toward the west on the right-hand side of the road, you still doing U-Hauls too, or are those done?
No, I'm doing U-Hauls as well.
This guy's got it going on, man. You're the band, man. You're the whole band.
Thank you.
Derek Winfield is at Above and Beyond. You can get food there. Drop by. Do you do credit cards?
I know 708 East Main.
You say what?
708 East Main.
Yeah, 708 East Main. But then credit card, cash, what are you dealing with here?
Credit cards and cash.
Okay. We'll try and keep your distance, but you've got the food 12:30 to 3. I'm rooting for you, my friend. You hang in there.
Well, thank you very much, Stevie.
Good man, Derek Winfield on Main Street in Urbana.
12:30 to 3. I have had the rib tips. It's ridiculous.
Love it.
No, he's a good guy just out there really working it.
Yeah, hustling.
Okay, 10 after 8, 359-2255. If you would like to chime in on anything we have not even mentioned, Alan Griffin leaving the University of Illinois basketball program. I'm sure Jeremy will have a lot more coming up on that. Stunning news that broke at 6:15 last night. Lontane Derek Piper jumped back on the radio and talked about it just a bit after they heard it, and the show had ended at 6.
Right. He's entered the transfer portal, one of three top three-point shooters, obviously. He was first off the bench, averaging 8.9 points. Alan Griffin.
Yeah, kind of a stunner. And, of course, everybody wants to know why. And nobody exactly knows why. But I'm sure there's a whole lot to it, and I don't think it has a ton to do with basketball. So there just must be some other issues, some personal things going on.
Sure.
Change of scenery, whatever it is. Because we think Io's going to go pro. Alan Griffin is going to be counted on to be a pretty big piece next year. We do have wonderful recruits coming in, but didn't see that one coming. I saw Chin Coleman at the grocery store. He looked like a guy that didn't want to talk to anybody, and I let him alone. He's assistant basketball coach to Brad Underwood. Poor guy just needed some groceries.
Yeah.
He had a hoodie up just trying to please nobody recognize him. And I wasn't even going to go there. And that was an hour before this broke. But he knew it was going to happen. So he was hustling through getting stuff because everybody needs groceries.
Yes, that's right.
Well, today's American farmer feeds more than 150 plus people worldwide. Busey Egg Services and Farm Brokerage celebrates their contributions. We want to remember our farmer. The experts there at Busey Egg Services want you to sweat the small stuff, keep accurate, detailed records, develop a business and marketing plan to organize your goals. Evaluate capital investments or profitability and payback. Decide what type of operation you want to run. New farmers should either be very efficient, low-cost producers or add value that someone else will pay you. Shop around, ask your banker. I mean, you need to talk to Busey Ag Services. They understand this. 90,000-plus acres under their management. Maybe they can help you. For over 150 years, their family of financial services have served the growing needs of farmers. Put your trust in a team like Busey for your agricultural needs. Call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com to maximize the yield on your investment. Member FDIC. Our restaurant of the day where we're giving out $50 gift cards is Rosati's Pizza. We had Shane Morrison on, the owner. You can imagine how difficult it is for small business bricks and mortars. How's anybody on campus? And that's where Shane is, essentially. He's near Krannert. How do you do this?
I don't know, because we know how it is in the summer.
Well, this is summer on steroids, right, for them. There's no students till fall. How does that little shop at the corner of Green and something ever make that? So that's where the SBA and these small loans would come in handy after this $2 trillion stimulus. I mean, you know, trillion is just the word. We have no idea what that means. But isn't the stat something like a billion seconds ago we were in the World War II era? Billion minutes ago Jesus was on Earth? So something like that. I mean, billion's a ton. Billion's a lot. A trillion? That's 1,000 billions. And we did two of them. That's a lot of money. So everybody, it's just going to, the question that makes me hesitate is how. How many hoops are there, and can you make me go through 10, not 50? I mean, I understand you want accountability. You want to make sure that in cases where it is a loan, some of this is going to be grant money where you don't have to pay it back. There's just going to be, I don't know how many small businesses there are in America, but a whole bunch of them need money. When the engine stops and people have money that they're not spending or don't have money to spend, it's devastating, and it doesn't take long. How many stats have we read on the radio that suggest people can't put together $500, let alone anything else?
Right.
That's most people. And you've got to rent, and I don't think the bank or the landlord's going to, they have payments and responsibilities. If they own buildings, they got to pay the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So we all just need to hang in there. We should not panic. That's what we tend to do. And as I think Johnny made a good point last hour with Ed Martin, for the last 3.5 years, we've been told the devil is in the White House and the world's going to end. And so maybe we are a bit fragile. Maybe that's why all the bullets are gone in America. Good luck finding any to buy. And you're going, what does that say? It says that people are hoarding. We don't want that.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
I was just reading a Prince Charles, heir to the throne, tested positive for coronavirus, 71.
Well,
mild symptoms, remains, you know, in quarantine.
You need to bring the Queen's food to her door and run. She can't go out.
That's right.
Mike Ditka, I've told him, you know, he's in Naples, but when he's in Chicago, he eats at the restaurant every night. He's supposed to be back in May. He can't go to the restaurant.
Right.
He's 80 years old, and he shakes hands and takes pictures all night long when he's at the restaurant. He can't do that. Mm-hmm. So if you're on the risk age, this is awful, but it's bad for you. If you're 70-plus, they say 60-plus. If you have a pre-existing, you got to hang low. This kills people. Swine flu apparently hit the 65 and under. This is hitting 65 and older.
Mm-hmm.
It's not acceptable. We have to probably continue the social distancing TFN till further notice. And when the country does open up, it's still going to be kind of arm's length a little bit. But I think the president will try and open up a whole bunch of the areas he can. You got issues in New York City. You got issues in the big metropolitan areas. But no matter what the president does, our president's J.B. Pritzker. It's up to him. He's got control of this state. That's how it's supposed to work. States kind of have autonomy. But J.B. Pritzker knows how fragile Illinois is. I mean, we got to be last as far as economically sound.
Yeah.
We can't afford this either. Chicago. I mean, Nathaniel and Allison canceling their April wedding. That was tens and tens of thousands of dollars overall, with hotels and Ditka's restaurant and the place where they were going to be married and all the services and the food. How many did Chicago lose? They're losing it by the buckets. They can't survive that. They're going to have to reopen somehow when it's safe. I mean, we all know you can't open it just to open it, but you got to take measures and be careful. But as careful as you can, we got to get back to work. I think that's an automatic. I think people accept that. We can't just say, okay, we'll come out when it's safe, because you won't have anything to come out to. And it's a scary prospect, and we got to hang in there and be focused about this. And again, as I drive around Champaign-Urbana, whether I go to the grocery store or here to home, whatever I'm doing, I see a lot of cars driving around.
Yeah, me too.
So I don't see too many people hugging. None of that. Everyone's keeping their distance at the grocery store. There's nobody that's coming up and saying, hey, how are you? Let me shake your hand. Nobody does that.
Nope.
We're kind of hanging low on that. I'm not even doing the elbow bump anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of wave. All right. You want to chime in? 359-2255. You need $50 to Rosati's. It's just part of what we're doing, thanks to some wonderful people like Jeff Facer at Airywide. And what we'll do is we'll hand out five $50 gift cards to get food from a curbside restaurant trying to hang in there.
Yep, 701 Gregory in Urbana, open 11 to 10, and 328-2334 if you're just saying that sounds good for lunch today.
Yep, and we've got others coming. So it's going to be Scotty's Brewhouse tomorrow. And still on the docket, we got Farron's, we got El Toro, we got some other wonderful places, and we're just trying to help them. And then we're trying to help you if you're in particular need. We want to hear a sentence or two about it. I've got a story about first responders I got to share with you, about a friend of mine on campus and what he wants to do. Stand by. I want to share that. It's unbelievable. Let's check your weather.
Dense fog advisory until 9. We've got a high 55 and down to 47. We've got sunshine expected. It's because I have the Facebook.
I got you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little feedback. I'll turn that down.
Sorry. Oh, good.
We've got rain in the forecast late tomorrow. High 60, low 45. 62 with showers on Friday. Thunderstorms in the forecast Saturday with the rain. 80% shot at showers. We've got a high 68 expected. down to 45 in the evening. We're currently at 38 with the fog. Get those headlights on if you are driving around. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute. The market went up the most points ever yesterday and the biggest percentage gain since 1933. What's it going to do this morning? Well, we'll see. It's going to be choppy for a few months now, for sure. 820 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Orders for manufactured goods increased 1.2% in February. Economists were expecting a decline in durable goods orders. The report measures orders for everything from airplanes to refrigerators before most shutdowns in the U.S. related to the coronavirus. Dick's Sporting Goods says its chairman Edward Stack and CEO Lauren Hobart will temporarily receive no salary in response to the virus's impact. Dick's is also reducing the salary of other executives and senior managers and salaried employees. The retailer is suspending its stock buybacks. Dick's has closed all retail stores until Thursday, April 2nd. It's filling orders online. Hertz is offering free rental cars to help healthcare workers get to their jobs. Hertz says it will begin the program in New York City. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Lives that inspire.
How has the right to pursue happiness changed your life?
Shows that uplift.
This is so incredible.
Stories that make us believe.
Give it to God. He is doing this for a reason.
Plus, Fox Nation presents the motion picture event, The Passion of the Christ, streaming now for a limited time. Fox Nation invites you to keep the faith. Start your first month of Fox Nation now for just 99 cents.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
The Illini shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good on March 29th. Final inventory liquidation is now in effect, nothing being held back. All items in store have been marked down 50 to 80% off. Short sleeve Illini t-shirts, 4 for $22. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more, all on closeout. Shop now for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campustown.
This is Shane from Rosati's Pizza. During these uncertain times, it's very important that we take care of each other, your family, your friends, and your loved ones. Just know that we are here to do the best we can. As you know, at this time, dining rooms are closed in Champaign County, but we still have delivery service as well as curbside pickup. We ask you to place your order and then give us a call when you get there, and we'll bring your food out to you. And please understand we're doing the best we can to assist you with your pizza needs as well as catering, and we understand that we have to work together and support the community and all small businesses. Give us a call, 328-2408, or visit us at myrosatis.com/urbana.
You can get quite a bit of pizza for $50, and that's what we're offering here as our restaurant of the day, Shane at Rosati's Pizza. $5 $50 gift cards. You can just drive on up, and you can just give them your $50. If it's going to be more, you can figure it out with a credit card, call ahead, get it ready. You get two pretty massive pizzas for $50. That'll feed you and probably have leftovers, which is wonderful as well. So, again, 359-2255 is how you connect with us, either by phone or by text. You can let us know if you're interested in one of those $50. We are kind of, I guess it's what you do with spaghetti when you drain it. We're trying to really find people that are in particular stress a little more than normal. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just you feel overwhelmed. That counts too. Mm-hmm. Just let us know. Because we get it. It's really a tough time right now for so many. Congressman Rodney Davis, 13th Congressional District, joined us last hour on the phone. And he said, where normally there'd be 5 or 10,000 unemployment claims in the whole Central Illinois region. We have 40,000 people that all of a sudden have been displaced. And so with all the habits changing, so many of you have listened in your cars. Well, there's other ways to hear us. StevieJay.com. You can just hit ESPN, listen live. You can go to the YouTube channel and watch if you like fish in an aquarium.
There you go. Stevie J Show. That's a speaker that we have towards the top of the studio there. So it's a good view of that head of hair of yours, Stevie.
Thank you. Doesn't affect me.
Okay.
Say what you will.
I always try to get a jab in.
Sticks and stones.
And then, of course, on Facebook at ESPNCU if you'd like to listen.
A little, is anybody watching on Facebook at ESPNCU?
I've been seeing up to, you know, a dozen
couple
or so.
Because we've never done this before. We're just trying to figure out different ways. So ESPNCU.com is our Facebook.
Right.
And I would do my Facebook. I've got like a million friends. Don't know many of them, but I just always, but I can't because you can't hear the whole program. I guess when I'm in a monologue kind of a thing, you could do that. But
you know, in my household, we've got seniors, and at least the ISU graduation has been canceled, and so much disappointment in my family about that happening, and, you know, sadness being felt, and kind of depression and anxiety over this time. And I know that you offered a bit of prayer yesterday and reflection of sorts, and my family really appreciates
things. So, because it's where you can lean. It's where you can get solace and peace and comfort and strength. And that is through what's my faith that does that. And I'm not going to beat you on the head with it, I hope.
And I know you have a message about this too will pass.
Well, it's just about just hanging in there. But prayer is big. And if you're one that never prays or don't get it or don't like it or whatever, it's there and it's real. And it's tremendous in times, especially like this, because when things are good, we search and question. When things are bad, we get desperate. And so there's no need to do that because it's not going to help and it'll make things worse. And it might be worth asking friends who you think might be Christian or can explain the Bible a little bit to you. It is a lifesaver for so many of us. And I would encourage those to pick it up or look or not be afraid to ask questions about it and see what this is all about. But it's real and it's true and it's amazing because it sustained me in my life for sure. So we hope it helps. We got Jay Billis coming up, big star on TV with basketball. Jay Billis on the Jeremy Warner Show coming up at 10 this morning. Ooh. That's a big get. Jay Billis at 10 this morning on the Jeremy Warner Show. Bruce Hink is a friend of mine. I've known him for many, many years. He's a real creative guy. He owns Mia Zaw's on Green Street.
Yes.
He had the fire there. They were closed for like a year
and a half.
That's
right.
Bruce is a great guy, and he is so creative. In fact, years and years and years ago, he had a kid scoop an ice cream for him. I think he had Delights or something, whatever that place was.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce has been around a while, and this ice cream scooper was attending the University of Illinois. And blink, blink, all of a sudden he's sitting next to Conan O'Brien. Andy Richter?
Yes.
We interviewed Andy like the first week he was on Conan O'Brien. Was that 20-some years ago?
Wow.
And Bruce was his boss. So anyway, Bruce called me and said, I want to help first responders. And what I would like to do for them is I want to make a pack. And I went to, he said, I went to Sam's. The guy's going to really work with me on having these thermal bags. He's going to fill them full of food that first responders can take home at night and prepare everything in 8 minutes. And so I got hold of Justin over at Carl Errol Ambulance.
Okay.
And Justin's thrilled. So Bruce is going to put together 50 meals for the first responders. So at night when you go home and you're hungry, tired, and you've seen stuff you don't want to see,
within 10 minutes, you'll have a meal.
Hot meal, vegetables, pasta, and he'll even tailor it if you're gluten-free.
Nice.
I mean, amazing. So we're going to get everybody on the air as that transpires and that process goes through. But Bruce just said, you know, I just want to help. And that's America. That's what we do. We band together. We argue our brains out. There's stuff going on and we don't lie. Rah, rah. And then when tragedy and crisis happens, we inevitably bond together. That is the American spirit. That's who we are. That's why we're the most incredible society ever on earth, ever, because of the way we've constructed this, how hard we've worked to get here, the liberties and freedoms we enjoy, and the space we enjoy, all the things that are inevitable when you live and are an American. You can have all of this, and it's an amazing thing. So thank you, Bruce. We'll put everybody together as we get through on that one, but that's going to help first responders. And maybe Bruce keeps it going. I'm not sure. I don't know how you can donate that many meals. That's going to cost a pretty penny, but he didn't want any money. All right, back with more. 359-2255. You want to reach out to us, you can call or text. We're here for you. It's 8:30 Fox News next. Let's see how these markets open as well.
Are you looking to enhance your natural beauty and finally give yourself the image you deserve? Visit Advanced Aesthetics in Champaign. Dr. Curley and his professional team offer state-of-the-art cosmetic enhancement procedures in a comfortable and relaxed setting. Reviews have poured in about their friendly staff that's easy to talk to and always gives their patients peace of mind. For more information, be sure to visit their website, jkurleymd.com. That's jcurley with a K, md.com. Or call their office today at 217-356-3850.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Among more than 55,000 cases, 802 COVID-19 deaths are reported in the U.S., more than 200 of those since yesterday. A coronavirus economic relief package is expected to pass today in the Senate.
Calling it a wartime level of investment, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the package will send relief to millions of Americans.
Through direct checks to households from the middle class on down, and through a significant and creative expansion of unemployment insurance during this emergency.
The package includes $500 billion in aid for distressed businesses with strict oversight over how the money is used. Small businesses would also have access to loans. There's also money for hospitals and state and local governments.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump tweets sarcastically about Utah Senator Mitt Romney testing negative for the disease. I'm so happy I can barely speak. America's listening to Fox News.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Their educational programs will teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, woodcocks, and more. Outside offers sledding at Homer Lake, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with views at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see all they have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating an armed robbery of a Circle K gas station at 1501 North Neal Street. This was at about 9:30 Saturday night. Upon arrival, officers learned a male subject entered the business, displayed a black handgun, and demanded money and cigarettes from the clerk. After getting an undisclosed amount of currency and cigarettes, the suspect took off east on foot from the convenience store. No injuries were reported to Champaign police, and there were no other patrons in the store at the time. The suspect is described as a black male, about 5'6 to 5'9, weighing about 170 pounds. Two people have been charged in connection to a break-in at a West Champaign home. 18-year-old Jalen Williams and 20-year-old Maquan Brown were each charged with residential burglary and resisting arrest. Police on Sunday night got word of a burglar alarm in the 1700 block of West White Street. Police saw two people running away from the home through nearby backyards. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
When you partner with Busey, you help build a better future for our community. Busey reinvests in our neighborhoods, helps students achieve their dreams, supports local businesses, and makes the dream of homeownership possible. For your personal, business, mortgage, and wealth management needs, partner with Busey to ensure your dreams become a reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Dealing with some fog issues this morning.
here's your weather.
Yeah, make sure you have those headlights on. We've got a quarter mile of visibility in some of those open areas with this dense fog advisory until 9. Today's high 55, 47, our low into the evening tonight. High 60 tomorrow, down to around 45. We're expecting rain late and a 60% chance of showers in Friday's forecast. High 61, low 55. Up towards 70 by Saturday with an 80% chance of rain. High only 52, low 38 on Sunday. Right now we're at 38. Foggy, ESPN 93.5.
Okay, we've been out and around. Steve Imke over at Spring Green, talked to him. He's still doing the lawn stuff. I'm going to be treating you in April to $250 in lawn care, whatever you want to use it for. And obviously, there's plenty of social distancing, and at least you can look out your window and see your beautiful green grass going.
Yes.
So there is that.
Mm-hmm.
Spring Green, going. We also stopped by and got some of these fancy-dancy gloves.
Yes, I see that.
PDR Automotive. John had some. He said, I just ordered a case of these before this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have any. Everybody's trying to keep their places immaculate. I think I mentioned Honda, BMW. If you go in there, they are wiping everything down hourly. Now, right now, I think they're focused on service at Honda, BMW. But I think you can still buy something if you wanted to. And if you have a need, sometimes it's just hard to wait when you got to go there and you're kind of economizing now because I know you're not traveling quite mm-hmm. as much as we normally do in our normal pattern. But it's Honda BMW. When you go in with your cars, they're going to put this disinfectant inside, totally safe, but it's going to be absolutely clean, 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 cleaner than you have it now.
Right.
And they've got this spray, this mist that's amazing, disinfects everything. So that's just something to keep in mind, if not today, soon. You can just get your car disinfected. Nice.
Yeah, when I went over there before my trip and had the detailing done and the oil change for free because I went to this heart event, American Heart Association event at the Champaign Country Club in late February, Go Red for Women, and they were handing out these cards to tap into that. Wow, the service was incredible, and those guys really did a complete check of my van, and I decided to rent a vehicle.
Oh, well, that's good because you put a lot of miles on that.
I did not take my van after I saw that complete check.
Yeah, okay.
Because there was a few leaks here and there.
Well, you want to be careful. That. Yeah, that's a good idea. Good call. So. Dow's up 500 points up after the news of the stimulus. Pretty much yesterday's 2,100-point gain, the biggest point gain in history on the Wall Street numbers on the Dow. Biggest increase ever, point-wise, biggest percentage increase, I think, since 1933 or something. But the Dow is good and healthy. Oil still struggles. The fact that it's $2 around here is kind of a joke.
I saw less than $2.
It has to be less than $2. It was $1.80 in Ohio 2 weeks ago. Come on, people.
I passed $1.73 in Kentucky.
Okay. Well, it needs to be under $2 around here. I don't know how that works. Would somebody please start a price war and just kind of make everybody go low?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? I mean, at least you catch that break.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, 597 points. That's how far it's up this morning. If you would like to connect with us, 359-2255. We are giving out $50 to Rosati's Pizza. That's our restaurant of the day. And if you have somebody who's struggling in your life, we want to help. We understand the magnitude of what we're doing. It's not going to change your life, but we hope we lift your moment. So you just chime in at 359-2255 and let us know, hey, we're out of work. We would like a meal. We'll pay for it here. We've got the monies because of Jeff Facer and some wonderful sponsors. Really appreciate all of them. So check in with us at 359-2255, and we continue to watch the daily coronavirus pressers from the briefing room, White House briefing room. By the way, John Decker, over the weekend, he's our Fox Radio reporter that joins me on Thursdays. He was chiming in that he was the only guy really doing social distancing. White House press room now does like every fourth seat.
Yes, I saw that.
And they're limited who gets in what days. Not everybody gets in there anymore.
Mm.
So he's in every third or fourth day now.
Mm.
Normally he has his reserved seat. Now it's first come, first serve kind of thing. They still have seats blocked off for NBC, CNN, Fox News, CBS, ABC. They have their front rows. And then everybody else. But John was, he said, hey, I'm in the back row. He got called on. President always calls on him.
Okay.
But it's interesting dynamic. I said, hey, by the way, how big's that room? I think I'd question that. Yeah, the room doesn't look very big. We think about 20 feet wide, 40 feet long. That's about it. About the size of a decent basement. That's okay. A pretty big basement. 20 by 40, that's the entire White House press room when it comes to cameras and reporters from all over the world. It might be that if they want to keep kind of a social distancing and anymore, who wants to sit by anybody on an airplane or anywhere?
You're right.
You know, maybe the airlines can continue their, of course, they'll all go bankrupt, but right now it's like every fifth seat. Your airlines aren't selling many seats right now. And by the way, if you've checked the stock market, some of the, I mean, American Airlines was $30 a share and it went down to $9. And now it's back to 14. Royal Caribbean was down to, I don't know, way off. Some of these numbers are just so too much. They're overselling, and they're all going to come back eventually. It just kind of depends on, A, how this coronavirus plays out, B, how the stimulus works or who gets what. But when this thing breaks and people feel like we got a handle on this, some therapy, maybe a vaccine on the horizon, there's some hope, there's some success, you're going to see things kind of get back. Because this is a unbelievable situation. We've never gone through anything like this. We were humming along. Business was humming along. Unemployment was amazing, best ever. Everything was great. And then the collective world got the flu. And it was deadly. And it was contagious. Like, more contagious than anything. Wow. And then you had Twitter, and then you had Instagram, and then you had Facebook, and then you had everything else. So it's not only that, but then you have information that spreads, and some of it isn't true. I've gone to the Drudge Report forever. I don't go to the Drudge Report right now because every time I go there, the world is on fire and we're all going to die.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just a compilation of headlines around the world. And some of that stuff is just not giving me A, information I need right now. And the last thing I want to feel is panic. But yeah, I'm laying off the Drudge Report these days because I don't need what they've got. I go to CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. I go to some of these others. Just see what everybody's saying.
Yeah.
But I'm more of a Fox News guy, as you might guess.
Well, we're their affiliate here on ESPN 93.5.
And CNBC, I do like. I see the numbers on the markets. Boeing came storming back up $15 a share yesterday. That really helped everything.
We got a few texts in to 359-2255 here on ESPN 93.5. I can't believe the number of idiots driving around this morning without their lights on. This fog is thick. That's right. So many people rely on that automatic, and there's enough light out there that maybe the automatic isn't going on.
That's a good point.
So make a point to pull over and make sure your lights are on and do it manually if you have to. Greg in Colleton, Illinois, says that gas is $1.75 in Oakwood.
There you go.
And Paul in Mahomet was asking how much tax on a gallon of gas in Illinois.
Yeah, wasn't it 50 cents or something? It's nuts. No, we raised that puppy up, man. That's no. And the way this state's going, just brace for more impact and just be thankful you don't smoke. How much is it for a pack of cigarettes?
I think $7 or $8.
Oh, gosh, we got to quit. I mean, you can't smoke. That's ridiculous. I'm not a smoker. Don't want secondhand smoke. Thinks it kill. I hate it. I don't. But come on,
wonder
man.
What about recreational pot sales right now? Has that gone up since people are hanging out at home?
But again, same rules apply, right? Secondhand smoke,
right.
Can't smoke in public. We're not going to give any grace on that, right? Can't smoke. Huddled around a fireplace outside. I'm an anti-smoke guy, but give me a break. We have so squelched a smoker, and listen, it's bad for you and everything else, but $7 a pack for those addicted, that's bad. That's so much, and so much of it is tax, and you're just lopping on those.
I know it.
With gambling too. Mm-hmm. Same kind of, that's kind of a tax too. We won't even start. 843, you can chime in, 359-2255. So Oakwood leads the league at $1.75 a gallon of gas.
I think so.
All right, good news.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign is now open for curbside pickup. In addition to menu classics like steak frites, shrimp and grits, burgers and salads, you can order a special family meal for four. Wednesday is roasted chicken night. Jumbo sliced off the bone free-range chicken, served with brandy mushroom gravy, sauteed green beans, and Kennebec mashed potatoes. And don't forget to order what you want from the beverage menu. Check out Big Grove on Facebook and at Big Grove Tavern. Tavern.com. Big Grove, big flavor.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call.
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area-Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
I'm Sam Banks, Executive Director of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. For over 50 years, the club has been opening doors to brighter futures with our after-school, summer, and teen programs. March 30th through April 3rd is National Boys and Girls Club Week. You can help us celebrate Boys and Girls Club Week and create bright futures for kids in our community who need it most. To make a donation and learn more about our work, go to dmbgc.org. You can help change a life today.
At Honda BMW of Champaign, they've got the widest variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs for you to choose from. Each of their pre-owned vehicles have undergone a rigorous and thorough inspection to ensure the highest quality for you. How could you go wrong at Honda BMW of Champaign? Visit them at the corner of Neal and Burwash and Savoy, online at drivechampaign.com, or call 356-0303, drivechampaign.com. John 3:16 states, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." If your life has no direction or purpose, if you serve no one but yourself, and if you want to change the direction and outcome of your life, visit a local church this Sunday. Most churches have free Bibles. Ask for one. Start reading and learning about Jesus, his life, and how he wants you to live your life. Make an eternal decision today to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floor.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. With each election year, it's important to remember negativity and conflicts are common. Investors should realize future success depends on sound long-term investment strategies and staying the course. If you have concerns with your portfolio, we can help create a long-term plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, 366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas & Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart.
Ah, it's cold!
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2-Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. 2menchampaign.com. That's a smart move.
Okay, Jeremy Warner Show will be up after 9. Jay Billis, ESPN's Jay Billis. 10 o'clock this morning with Jeremy Warner, ESPN 93.5, three-day foggy forecast. What do we got today?
Yeah, keep those lights on. The dense fog advisory is going until 9 at this point, but it doesn't seem to be scooting out of here. The open areas especially, just a quarter mile of visibility. Today's high 55, sunshine by this afternoon. 47 our low into the evening tonight. We've got a chance for some rain tomorrow late. High 60, low 47. 62 on Friday, down to 55 with another 60% chance of rain, 80% chance of thunderstorms with a high near 70 on Saturday, but then only up to 52 and down to 38 on Sunday. So the winds will be picking up as things change over the weekend. Right now we're at 38 with the fog. Make sure those headlights are on. ESPN 93.5.
So somebody called and has money at a restaurant and wants to give it. I mean, is it one big gift card or is it, we don't know?
Yeah, Mike had mentioned that it was left over from a Christmas party, so we'll have to check out and make sure the restaurant's open and things like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the status of Jupiter's is. But yeah, I mean, what I'm thinking, if it's a big number, I'm thinking obviously the folks that are at the OSF or Carl or something, because would you like to be a nurse or doctor or anybody? When you go into convenient care or OSF Ergo, apparently at Ergo they're putting you in a private room. And I imagine they're wiping stuff down. But, I mean, you're around sick people.
I know that.
And keep in mind, too, if you think you have coronavirus, chances are you don't. 90% of those think they have it. They don't. That's wonderful, at least around here. But if you think you got to call your doctor, you got to go through the channels. And it's not like, oh, boy, I can't wait to get this test. It's very invasive. It's not very comfortable.
Right.
But when you get it, you got to get it. And when your doctor thinks you've been around somebody with coronavirus, or I'm hearing a lot of stories about just go home and quarantine yourself. And now you probably do, but don't, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, my friends that are in healthcare say that they have the basement where they're just going. They're not even seeing their family except for from far away. They're kind of quarantining themselves just in case. And that quarantine is inside the house and doing their own meals and kind of man-caving it.
Well, but if somebody in your household has it, I think the whole house is quarantined.
Right. Right? I know that.
You can't.
The person who's like that vector patient of sorts, you know, that could be, has that possibility that works, they have to stay away from their
family. You've
got to
keep them close. But again, the whole fam's kind of tied up into that. The real, obviously, we're learning more about this all the time. But this is crazy contagious. And it just, I'm wearing gloves today. But I mean, it's and you know what's kind of, if you can find any gloves, if you got somebody in the medicine cabinet at home or you bought yours, you might slip those on, because what I'm finding is that I don't want to touch my face with gloves. So it's actually a prohibitor. So maybe my elbow lock invention isn't going to go very far, because that was what I had. I was going to ace bandage my elbows to where I couldn't move them, but then I couldn't really drive or eat, and certainly couldn't answer my phone. So that had problems. You have to do everything on speaker. And amazingly, the gloves I have on right now, it works with the iPhone, which I thought you had to have a finger.
Oh.
But it's working with the iPhone.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, what else you got?
Well, that was basically it as far as the 359-2255. So thanks for texting in, Mike. And I know that OSF Healthcare is taking some digital options for COVID-19, as they have this Claire digital option for information and triage, as they have folks texting in to 3833-OSF-KNOW, K-N-O-W. So that's an interesting way to handle things also.
I think when we get through this crisis and we feel a little bit better about things, it'll be interesting to see how we've changed, what has changed permanently. A couple of things off the top of my head, I think we can do a lot of doctor stuff without going in now.
That's right.
If we're doing it now, why wouldn't we do it then? Secondly, normal flu kills 30 to 50,000 people a year. Maybe social distancing, hand washing, we're learning things that might help that.
That's right.
Maybe school.
Well, this education thing is something we're participating in.
Why would we spend $50,000 a year at an institution? Well, you have to have the experience. Okay, a little of that's good.
Right.
But not $50,000 worth.
My daughter at ISU is taking two Zoom courses right now.
Christian had a Zoom course, Civil Engineering Masters, yesterday. It worked out pretty well. I would think that would be an economy where you could say, you know what? We can afford that.
And at Unit 7, we're getting Google Classroom notes for the kids to study at home.
So there are a lot of things that will come out of this that will actually be very good. But this is, you know, if you're somebody who maybe a little younger, no, there hasn't been anything like this. And I'm ahead of you maybe a little bit. But, you're talking about certainly when we've been involved in wars, that's been hell, that's been bad. This is unlike anything. This is, we don't know who this enemy is, except it's out there. It's out there. It might be in that person, even though they look fine and feel fine.
And it's worldwide.
Asymptomatic. When you have 150 countries with coronavirus, it's just, I guess the best vision I can give you, best vision or example is think of that wildfire in California with the winds at 60 miles an hour and it's going treetop to treetop. You can't stop that. So you lose how many acres of land? I think it's. I think this coronavirus is that contagious where it's try stopping a fire. So what they do with a fire is they completely clear out a bunch of trees with acres of space. Huh, that's kind of what we're doing. We're spacing.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to keep, but we've never been asked to do this. We've never had to do this, and here we are. So hang in there. We'll be back tomorrow. Another show, 7 to 9. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
All right, Jeremy Warner next. Again, more on Alan Griffin transferring. Say what? And Jay Billis coming up in an hour. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Mattis and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Mattis, head to their website at interstatebatteries.com, or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
Welcome back to How Well Do You Know Your Meat? Now back to the trivia. The freshest meat comes from your local grocery store. True or false?
True.
No, contestant number two.
It's false. The freshest meat in town comes from the U of I Meat Sales Room off of Florida Avenue in Urbana.
Yes, that's correct. You're a winner.
For the freshest cuts of meat in town, visit the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 and Friday from 8 until 1. Just off Florida on South Maryland in Urbana.
New Year's Day is over, but our next biggest sale of the year starts now. It's our 25-year anniversary in Champaign-Urbana. We are saying thank you with huge savings throughout the store during the entire month of March.
I'm Paul Reakin, Senior Vice President and Sales Division Manager for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Thank you, Champaign-Urbana, for making Dick Van Dyke number one for appliance sales and service. Over the past quarter century, your support of our local business has helped Dick Van Dyke support local charities like See You at Home and Habitat for Humanity. Local athletics like your hometown Fighting Illini. We are honored to win the People's Choice Award 2 years running for best in appliance sales and service.
Thanks, Paul. Let's make it another 25 years. Start off your spring saving money at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World's 25-year anniversary sale. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get
and smell the roses in life. With technology, the hustle and bustle of life, so many factors can make life less enjoyable. Blossom Basket Florists can help take some of the stress away and make you feel better with the bouquet of their flowers in your home. The fresh smells and the vibrant colors of their flowers can put your mind at ease. It's the small wins in life that make the world a better place for each individual. So head online to blossombasket.com and place your order today.
Trent Meacham and Brett Anderson of Cozad Asset Management.
At Cozad, we have an experienced and dedicated team to help our clients achieve their financial goals. Here's one of our CPA and portfolio managers, Brett Anderson.
Thanks, Trent. It's an honor to sit alongside clients to establish a financial plan and guide them through their wealth management, tax, and estate planning needs. We'd love to sit down with you. Thanks, and go Illini!
Securities offered through M Holdings Securities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Cozad Asset Management, Inc. Cozad Asset Management is independently owned and operated.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com and you'll be pleased.
You have to be tough to be the world's number one selling farm tractor. So Mahindra tractors have a heavy-duty steel frame, and you can get heavy-duty savings at our spring sales event. Save thousands on Mahindra, the official tractor of tough.
Come see us at Awesome Machine Sales and Rental in Savoy and Tuscola. 0% financing is available. Service parts in-house. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, Simply Awesome.
2018 data, including all Mahindra Group brand sales.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your